Hello, hello, welcome to Motivation for Life. This is Susu Kenty or Susu Kennedy. Welcome to my channel. This is about human science, relationship, and how to take care of people. In this case, today we are going to talk about how to take care of your baby. Okay? Having a baby is one of the most wonderful experiences in my whole life, and I want to share with everybody. If you are thinking on having a baby, if you are a mom already, or if you are pregnant, and if you would like to share all these recommendations for everybody, I say this on my experience. I am a mother of four, and I have studied human development, human science, and I know the best techniques of any problem you have with a baby. You can call me, you can ask me your questions, you can email me, and feel free to share all this information. All this is going to be in a summary, but there's going to be more deep information with more details and pictures and videos on how to take care of a baby in my website. My website is humanscience.online, and also on my YouTube channel, that it's, you can get to it through my website. Okay, so how to take care of a baby. Okay, so there, I'm gonna start talking and then feel free to pause or to reply. During pregnancy, that's when taking care of your baby starts in pregnancy. Okay, the minute you know you're pregnant, congratulations. It is one of the most wonderful, beautiful experiences in your whole life. Having a baby, having the honor to receive a soul, an eternal soul of energy, coming to this world, to this earth, to this planet through you. That is just amazing. It is, you carry a life within your life. So yes, you have to be all right, and so that the baby is all right. Okay, so in your pregnancy, first of all, try to, the way you take care of the baby, of course, is try to take care of yourself. At 5 months of pregnancy, the hearing of the baby is up. It's up of functioning. So he's listening to you. He's listening everywhere you go, and he's listening. The baby can listen your words. He can listen, he or she can listen when you speak. The baby can perceive your tone of voice. If you are mad, if you are sad, the baby is learning your emotions by listening to you. The baby is starting to listen to dogs barking. Everywhere you go, motors, engines are roaring, anything. The baby is listening all your environment. So make sure you are in a good environment. In my case, I'm a teacher, so my babies listen to me talking a lot. So that's why they are very verbal. Okay, take care of your nutrition during pregnancy. Nutrition is so important. Is try to eat just organic, natural foods. Look at the labels in the boxes. Do not get anything that has bad chemicals or additives. You can go to Google and Google additives in food, and you can find there all the things that are poisoning for your blood. So your blood needs to be in its best alkaline level. So the alkaline levels opposite to acidity levels. And you can also, I'm gonna also make another video about alkaline. Okay, so your nutrition is so important. Eat a lot of fruits, eat a lot of spinach, vegetables, green leaf, soups, a lot of beans, because beans have protein, chickpeas, a lot of green peas, shakes, everything. I would avoid dairy. Okay, these are the things that made my pregnancy really, really bad. When I was pregnant, I was not vegan and I was not vegetarian. So I had very, I can tell you, fatigue pregnancies. Like, I hope someone had told me to go vegan being pregnant. Yes, you need the help of a nutritionist. In my case, if I had had the right information, if you have the right information, then you don't need a nutritionist. You can take care of yourself. However, when I was pregnant, I was having lack of calcium and lack of iron. Why? Because I was not eating. I was very tiny and I was not eating carbs. So when you are pregnant, you need to eat a lot of carbs, but good carbs, fruits, vegetables, rice, soups. Yes, bread is good. Bread is good. I would say don't hesitate eating bread. Bread, tortillas, pastries. Eat them because you need them. Because when you are pregnant, you are burning double the calories than when you're not pregnant. So a lot of calories are needed for the babies, for the placenta, for the brain. Calories are good, okay? I'm not saying no. I wouldn't do dairy because dairy gets calcium off your bones and you would lose hair. I lost a lot of hair in my pregnancies because of I was eating. Stay away from cheese, stay away from cow milk, stay away from cow yogurt. Just try to go vegan, okay? Or vegetarian, it's okay. Eggs, I would say eggs, it's okay. But just like the white, I would eat egg whites more than the yolk, maybe just one per week or one per month, I don't know. And about your protein, just eat beans, seeds, and I think you will be fine. Exercise when pregnancy, it's very important. Walk, I would say moderate exercise where you don't get exhausted. You can dance, you can walk, you can do yoga on the mat. But it has to be, your exercises should be, just walking would help you a lot. Walk at a moderate. And for how long? Just walk for 30 minutes each day. Sleeping habits when you're pregnant. It's really difficult to sleep when you're pregnant because when you lay down, the baby moves. Try to sleep a little inclined. Put a lot of pillows. There's even the donut pillow. Like if you have Lifesaver in a donut, you can put your stomach in the hole and then sleep like that, and that would rest your back. Also, start taking your psychoprophylactic classes so that you give birth naturally as possible. I understand a lot of people need the C-section, but if you don't need it, then don't do it because you don't want to be caught. But if that's gonna necessarily happen, well. Also, the postpartum care when you had a baby. Then when you have the baby, you have to take care of yourself and take care of the baby. And a lot of women, it's really difficult because you gave birth and you are in pain. So if you have a C-section, you're going to need to have someone helping you. It can be your mom, your best friend, your mother-in-law, your husband. But you need one person to be dedicated to have the job to take care of you. If you have surgery. And if you give birth natural, like I did, I just give birth one day, the next day I get up and move. I get up and walk and do everything the same, right? Was I in pain? Yes, yes. And I remember that after having my number four baby, I was in such a pain after giving birth. I couldn't even walk. I couldn't even get up and walk because I was in pain with the contractions, postpartum contractions. I don't know how you call them. And then they gave me some drug. They gave me Vicodin, which is a strong drug. And I felt terrible. I felt that I was poisoned. And I was throwing up. It was just terrible. And I was having all these horrible dizziness, and I just thought my stomach was so acid and was poison. Okay, something else. So postpartum, you need someone to take care of you, and also you need to take care of the baby. The baby needs immediately the feeding, the breastfeed. Okay, so before giving birth, you need to prepare your breast and your nipples because you're going to be feeding the baby. The best food for the baby is the human milk. It's going to be your milk, okay? Only your milk is the only good food for the baby. So then the baby is going to be a creature next to you, with you. Yes, the baby can sleep right there with you. Yes. You just got to be very aware, very careful not to roll over the baby or nothing like that. You can buy a little bassinet, like a little baby crib, newborn baby crib, and put it right there next to your bed, so that, because you need to, and then you need like a rocking chair or like a little, at least like a rocking armchair where you can sit down in the middle of the night and breastfeed. You can also breastfeed while you're laying down, but you gotta learn how to do it. Breastfeed laying down is the best, because you rest and the baby's eating. But then you need to get the baby up to burp him or burp her, okay? So then also, your sleep schedule is going to change, because you're going to have to wake up every 3 hours to feed. So that's why you need someone to take care of you. You need someone, that's why it is not convenient for you to be a single mom, because I don't imagine how would a single mom do it when you have a baby. You need someone to help you all the time during the day. You need someone to be there for you, helping you. So that's why you need to plan ahead your pregnancies as much as you can. You can have these like okay, sleeping schedule needs to be every 3 hours, feed the baby. And you also are going to be sleeping for 3 hours in a row. Wake up, feed the baby, and don't worry about it. You get used to it. Okay, you get used to your schedule. So what to do for the postpartum depression? The postpartum depression is pretty much a myth or a hormonal condition. Some women get it, some women don't get it. I did not get it because I was too focused on feeding the baby, and I was very focused on taking care of my baby, that I don't remember having a postpartum depression. Now, is it a rejection to the male? Maybe, but I'm very rational, so I was not rejecting the dad at all. I was actually thankful that he was taking care of me. I was very thankful that he was going to work. And I actually told the daddy, do not get up in the middle of the night to help me, because you need to go to work. I need you to be a provider right now. I'm going to be giving the motherly care for the baby, because that's my job. And the dad can go to work and buy the food, right? Pay the rent, pay the bills. And I think that works pretty much. Like, I don't agree with... Now, if the dad, if he wants to give motherly care, and if he wants to get up in the middle of the night and change diaper and feed with a bottle, I don't know. I know some guys, they want to do that, and they want to feed with a bottle. And, okay, whatever, you know, it's like they can have the experience, but the role of the man is mostly, I think, to be the provider. And to make sure to take care of his family the way a man does. Because the woman, when you are a mom, you don't need another mom. You are a full mom on yourself. That's my opinion. So after you establish a feeding schedule, feed, sleep, every time the baby wakes up, first thing you do is change diaper. Okay, baby wakes up, immediately you have your changing diaper station. So you're supposed to have, you can have this furniture, the baby changing diapers station. If you don't have it, it can be just a table, small table, wide enough, and then you put protection. You can just hot glue in the perimeter of the table some like floaties for the pool, and then you glue them around the table so that the baby doesn't roll over, and then you put a foam. And then under the table, you can have all your diapers and your wet wipes and the diaper genie, the trash can for the diapers. But these kind of trash cans that you put them in and they don't smell. Okay, so then you can have your baby changing station. You're going to change diaper every time the baby wakes up. And that's supposed to be every 3 hours. If it's 3 hours and the baby doesn't wake up, if it's overnight, let the baby one more hour. If it's a newborn, no. You need to feed every 3 hours. But after the baby is 1 month or 2 months, let the baby sleep 4 hours in a row. And then little by little, you go adding hours. If the baby's not waking up, let's say, I recommend you go to sleep at midnight. At midnight is when you're going to go to sleep, because that's when you start counting the hours. Then you need to wake up at 3 to feed. But let's say that your baby is not waking up and is still sleeping. Go check if the baby is breathing. Okay? Very important. How do you check if the baby's breathing? Look at the tummy. If the tummy goes up and down, okay? Put your hand on the baby's tummy. If the baby's breathing. Okay, another way you can check is put your finger in the baby's nose, don't without covering it, but you can feel the breath. And then you make sure that the baby's breathing. Try to wake up the baby a little bit. How do you wake up the baby? You need to put your finger in the baby's mouth. Of course, your hands need to be clean. And if the baby has a sucking reaction, that's the baby is ready to eat. So then you pick up the baby, and then the baby's hug the baby. The baby's gonna smell you. Oh, my mommy's here. And then you change diaper first, okay? Because you don't want to be feeding for 20 minutes with the baby with poop, right? So first thing you do is change the little diaper. I suggest if you are in a room sleeping with your, have a light, that a little lamp next to your changing table. Okay, don't wait until the baby wakes up crying in the middle of the night. If the baby is waking up crying in the middle of the night, dirty and hungry, that's your fault, because you're not on the schedule. You need to feed the baby right on time when the baby is hungry, not when the baby is dying hungry. Because let me tell you something, when a baby screams for hunger in the middle of the night, you waited too much. You waiting too long to feed the baby. You should not. The babies, when they're hungry, their tummy hurts. Their tummy cramps when they're not being fed in time. That's why they cry so loud. So a lot of people, I don't know why the baby's crying. First of all, because he's hungry. You need to feed that baby. And there's another topic about how the breast milk is a whole science that all women have to learn. And I wish it was taught, but they don't teach you how to do that because they want to sell you the milk, the industrial milk. Now, I suggest you learn. I can teach you how to prepare for breastfeeding, because that is the best. I breastfed all my kids. And I know the last one gave me a little trouble, but I had to get like a special nipple adapter, and then he got it. And So yes, then after you change diaper first and then sit down on the chair and breastfeed the baby, you need to do 5 minutes on one side and from the other side all that the baby wants. And then next time you breastfeed, you need to remember which was the last one, and then you breastfeed 5 minutes or like 10 minutes in the other breast, in the left, and then all he wants on the right, and then you alternate. Okay, don't breastfeed only on one side, because then the other will. Now, what do you do if the breast is too swollen, that they're gonna be? Well, you gotta pump. You need to pump it out. There's little pumps that they sell. You need to learn how to pump your breast milk, and then put it in bottles and put it in the refrigerator. You can freeze it too. But you need the help of a pump, okay? If the baby is not learning fast the baby has to learn, but they learn fast. But some babies are smart, some babies are not that smart to latch on. But you need a lot of patience, and it's a lot of technique, okay? So that's gonna be different. The affection on the baby is so important, that the baby feels your warm body. This creature will be with you. This creature, your baby, will be with you 24/7. So it's gonna be nice, but also a lot of moms feel that they just want to go to the store on their own, things like that. I would say get used to it. Get used to bringing your baby everywhere you go. Not when they're newborn. When they're newborn, I suggest you don't take your baby to crowded places. Don't take the baby to the store, to the grocery store. Don't take your baby to schools, or to work, or to show your baby, or to church. Don't take your baby to show to everybody where there's crowd environments. I wouldn't do that because of the germs. I would just keep your baby in the house for the first 2 months, and then at 3 months, maybe yes, it's time to start going out. Language and music. Talk to your baby all the time. Talk to your baby. Don't treat your baby like a dog or cat. Just talk to your baby like your baby is a person, and he can understand what you're saying. Also, play music. Music is very important, because just play your favorite music to the baby. Also, classical music. It's going to help the brain. Baby clothes. In baby clothes, you need to choose very soft fabric that is not gonna cause the baby to itch. Be careful, because some threads can get around their little fingers. The way you put on the baby clothes, you're not gonna be struggling the baby so much. You don't wanna bother the baby putting on and off all the clothes, okay? So you need to put the clothes like all at once, or if it's too hot, just the diaper, or just a little outfit, or a little onesie. The onesies are great. I love buying baby clothes and putting on. Do not worry about putting shoes, because babies don't wear shoes because they don't walk. So you can put socks, but they're gonna take them off. So the socks can be long, or they can be just with a little like elastic around the ankle. Also, the babies grow nails, very fine nails, so try to put socks in the hands so that they don't scratch their face. The head of the baby is thin. Make sure you can buy in Amazon some radiation hats where they protect the baby from radiation. They're already selling them. What kind of radiation? Well, of course, I'm talking about any wireless radiation. The skin of the baby, I suggest do not rub the baby with different lotions with chemicals. I would say if you want to rub your baby with something, you can use like almond oil, like organic almond oil, just a little bit, so that you give a little soft massage on the forehead, and then some stimulus of the baby, so in the arm, in the on the chest, on the feet, very softly. Okay, the baby togetherness is so important, that the baby knows that you are there for him and for her, because in the first year of life, that's when you build the self-esteem on the baby. So the baby knows through your response that he is worth it, that he is worth of your attention through your response. Also, the baby's building his immune system through, thanks to your milk. So if you eat junk or if you don't eat properly, I mean, the milk is always pure, because our human body makes a wonderful job of purifying the milk that is for your baby. But still, try to eat a lot of vegetables. Try to eat very, very healthy. Sunlight is important. Let your baby have some like 10 or 15 minutes sunlight every day, and also for yourself. Also, the crib is very important. In the crib where the baby is going to sleep, you need to put a crib perimeter protection, and they sell it at the stores. The crib, the mattress needs to be inflated. Yes, you can buy a crib. You can buy, it doesn't matter if it's a wooden crib or whatever, but the mattress needs to be a little inclined, so that the baby, if the baby regurgitates, the milk doesn't go back, you know. There are some small pillows in the shape of a triangle, so that the baby doesn't roll over all over the on his tummy too much, because then they have a hard time lifting their head up. What else? In the baby's room, make sure you don't have any wireless, like don't leave your cell phone in the baby's room. If you have a baby's room, and if you're gonna be watching your baby with video, make sure the video is far away from the baby's crib. And make sure also you protect the crib with radiant fabric. They sell it at Amazon, so that the baby crib doesn't receive the radiation from wireless. Also, please don't manage the baby with rough movements. No shaking the baby. The babies don't like to play rough. They are very, very sensible, okay? Sensitive, very fragile. Their bones are not totally developed. So when you hold the baby, there's different ways to hold a baby, from the tummy and the regular holding the baby, or like a football ball. However, if you know that a person, a friend of yours or a family member are rough and they want to be playful with the baby, because in their unconscious mind they think the baby is like a cat or like a puppy, no, do not let any human hold your baby that you know they're not aware, they're not conscious enough on how to treat a baby. Hello, so also about the diaper changing, I'm going to go back talking about that. When the baby has rashes in its skin, the best you can do is leave the skin in the air. That happens because you haven't been changing the diaper in time. The diaper needs to be changed every 3 hours, and just leave the skin in the air. Just let the air dry it off. Don't put a lot of ointments. Just the white stuff, Desitin, just whatever the white cream that you put, that would be pretty much enough. What else? I was also said already that breast milk is the only good milk for your baby. Oh, make your own baby food when it starts. I think baby food is can be introduced until 5 or 6 months. Make your own. Just get like a little food processor where you can make start the baby with apple sauce, pear sauce. And there's going to be another group of information about the foods that you need to introduce in the baby's diet that needs to be organic, fruit with no added sugar, no salts. Also, as the baby grows up and the baby is included in our social life, and then you need to take the baby to a daycare, try to choose a good daycare. Okay, all daycares are expensive, or try to choose a person that is gonna take care of your baby very, very well. And I would include no soda. Don't ever give the baby any kind of gassy soda or any kind of water in bottles or anything. Try to just buy the baby water or boil the water for the baby. No fats of any kind. Don't give cheese to the baby. That's a saturated fat. Don't give the baby ice cream. Don't give the baby fries from McDonald's, from anywhere. Also, I would say don't do fast foods. Just try to keep your baby's tummy build up a good immune system by giving healthy foods to your baby that you make. And it's just because you love your baby, that's why you are gonna do all these things. The baby's gonna grow independently. The more things you do now, your baby's gonna be very independent and very healthy. If you do not create a good immune system, then you're gonna have to take care of your baby for many other reasons. For the foundation of a strong immune system when the baby is little, it depends a lot of you not giving any industrial food to the baby. The Gerbers don't, I wouldn't introduce them until like 8 or 10 months, and only the ones that says no added sugar. And I would only buy organic baby food with no added sugar, no added sodium. The baby spinach, I think they're good. There's a lot of baby food already that are natural, made from natural brands. Also, always carry your diaper bag. In the diaper bag, of course, you can carry a little cooler with your breast milk, and then also you can carry baby water. You can carry chamomile tea, also for the baby, and you can also carry all the diapers and the diaping. Mobile diaper changing station that you have, and a bag for the diapers, and just carry your diaper bag everywhere you go. And also, it's important to choose a good baby stroller that is safe. And also, don't forget the car, the baby basket in the car. I don't remember its name, that it's very safe and that you can secure the baby every time you go somewhere. And if you have any problem or any questions, you can send me an email to lifecoachservices@gmail.com, or you can also send me an email to kennedysuzu@gmail.com, or you can visit my website at humanscience.online. And also, you can send me a text message to 832-764-4444. 1757. Repeat, you can send me a text message to 832-764-1757 where you tell me your name, where you are texting from, and what is your question. And let me know that you listen to me on Anchor or on this podcast and that you have a question. And I will be gladly return the call or return the text. I do not answer direct phone calls. Thank you very much for listening. I hope all this information help you. I can answer so many other questions you have about your baby. I can help you and I can send you videos and I can just answer to your questions. And thank you very much for listening and share. This is your friend, Susu Kennedy, at Motivation for Life. Bye.